Blog Talk Radio.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
And you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight.
This is Bishop Turner Willis. Sunday morning with the bishop. That was Dr. Martin Luther King. There's some things I'm going to say this morning going to uplift you. Some things to motivate you in your blackness, in your skin color. Some of you have strayed away from being black. You think you're somebody else. The killing and the murder that's going on across this country. You say, why is it happening, Bishop? Because our Congress, our Democrat and Republican is not concerned about the killing and the murder of the black man or the brown man. We're going into Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season. But what about saving our children? Stop the killing, slave the babies. This morning, I want you to get ready for your testimony after I give my testimony and tell you what's going on for 2023. It's not over yet. God has not sung the song yet. It's still some more stuff to be brought out. It's still some things that have been hid got to come out. And you got to be ready to embrace what God says. I'm going to play the tape of Dr. Martin Luther King again. Some of you listen, you don't listen. Some of you cut your radio off because you won't listen to it. Dr. King speaking truth about right now. And some of the situation happened back then. It's where we at now. Bad housing, no jobs, 95% of blacks in jail, killing each other. Because you don't take of what's happening back then. Now, you got at the border all those people trying to get in this country. What about the people already in the country? If you ain't doing nothing for them, where you going to bring sick people into the country and the Congress and the Republicans won't get together to discuss that? We're talking about some serious stuff going into 2023. So you might get happy. You might not get happy because you're living in illusion. It's gonna be all right. It's not gonna be all right. Dr. King said it. And I said tonight, it's not gonna be all right till we wake up. The sleeping black John got to wake up to the reality of what's going on in the world. The churches, the pastors, the different sororities got to wake up. Giving toys away to kids in a fantasy world when people can't eat, people have nowhere to sleep. It's serious stuff going on. I want to share it with you.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will. At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic...
Now, what Dr. King said is very true. And you wonder, how did you get in 2022 without any land, without a job, and you waiting on the welfare or somebody to give you something? Because this Congress have not dealt fair with its blacks as I see it now. This is Sunday morning with the bishop. You can call me, refer somebody to the show, 515-605-989. We're talking about what's going to be happening in 2023 and 2024. And you wonder, how did you get out of this mess? How did you get out of this racism and white supremacy that's really taking care of all, really, I don't care if you're black with $1 million or you're black with no dollars. We have to be able to move from where we at. And even our religious organizations have turned their back. Liberation, being liberated, Pearl, being liberated out of this situation that's going on. I was, last night, we talked about the punch bowl in Natchez, Mississippi, and carried me back to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where 3,000 blacks was buried in a mass grave. They just finding out they were black. The killing of tearing up Black Wall Street. We just get the news after 100 years. They're talking about it now. It's a more truth got to come out. You can hold your Bibles and shout hallelujah and go to church with your new dress on and your big hat. That's not solving the problem. The problem is black men and black women got to stand up to deal with the racial segregation that's going on in 2022, what we're going to do in 2023. Some of you don't want to hear it, you shake your head. So if you got a house over your head, and you got a little money in the bank, and you got a job, ain't no job secure. Ain't no house secure. Look what happened in New Orleans, in Florida. The house you build, the tornado and the flood come and tear it up. Only what you do for God will last. Only in your heart this morning is apply to God. And I'm not talking about the God you're looking for. No, I'm talking about the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, we rushed for Black Friday. I had Black Sunday. Then too many listened to Black Sunday when I talked about Black Holy Ghost, Black God, Black Jesus. You have been brainwashed so you don't want nothing black. Dr. King said that, and it was so true. If Dr. King was living, he living through us now. But if he was, you know, they'd take him out of Twitter, they'd take him out of Facebook, all of that. Leon Mars, you know, he got Twitter now. He's taking people off. What you need to do, all you middle class, black and white, let's boycott it. Ain't nobody got no money to buy no electric car with that high price. If he want to deal with boycotting people, putting people off of media, he's getting ready to control what you think. He's getting ready to control speech. So my thing is, let's boycott Tesla. I ain't got man. I ain't looking to get now. Give me a mule wagon and a horse. If I got to go back to the horse situation, and the big oil company trying to put you back on a horse with gas so high. Now, y'all better hear what I'm saying. There's a lot of things going to happen in 2023. We're going to talk about that. But I just wanted to share Dr. King's speech with you. Some of you listen and you don't listen. Put something in a book, black and they'll see it. If you put something on tape, if it ain't boogalooing and rapping, you know, like these rappers that come on cussing, talking about bitches and whores, talking down on us, they're the only one that they fund. I want to talk to the Jewish community. Now you talk, this is for the Jews that listening to me. You talking about 6 million Jews were killed. Why don't you rally together, get your Jewish community together and go stop Putin from killing those innocent people over in Premier? Don't tell me I'm semi-matic. Don't tell me that I'm talking about you when you're seeing people being killed, being bombed. And you talking about, well, I'm the devil letting me. Concerned about what happened to your family. What about the family now that happened? That's another story. In 2023, we're going to address that. 2023, we might do some marching. If you're concerned about what Hitler did, what about what Putin doing? What is the relationship between Putin and America? What is the relationship between Putin and the Jews? Oh, y'all ain't. Now, y'all don't want to hear me. What is the relationship that ain't nobody from the Jewish community rise up and say, wait a minute, Putin, enough is enough. Didn't nobody rise up against Hitler. Hitler killed 6 million Jews. If I had been living back in that day, I would have to stand up against Hitler. And I got to stand up against Putin that's killing these innocent people. Where are you at, Jewish community? Where are you at, Rabbi? I don't hear you. Where are you at, religious community? Where you at, Islam, Judaism, where you at? You're not speaking. The government's sending, I think, what is it? They're sending, I got it wrote down right here, $25 billion over there. And here, Americans don't have nowhere to sleep or to eat. Oh, Dr. King's spirit is alive. Dr. King is talking the truth from the grave. That's what's happening. All this land.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot...
Wait a minute. He said racial injustice and economic injustice. Economic means that Trump started a war for the government. He's not going to jail. And Obama or anybody else, they've been in prison now. Okay? So there's a law for white folks. There's a law for black folks. Okay? Now, y'all don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. Oh, he talking racial talk. If Malcolm X was living, they'd take him out to radio, TV, because they say he's talking racial talk, talking the truth. I'm talking the truth. About 300 people were killed in Tulsa. Oh, that's the truth. You might not like it. That they bombed Black Wall Street in Natchez, Mississippi. They took 100,000 blacks and put in concentration camps and let them die and murdered them. I know you ain't heard about it. Punch Bowl down in Natchez. I've seen it in Sometime. I've seen Tucker say it. Twitter, none of the news media said it. They kept it hid. They hide stuff that will wake you up. Mm-hmm. Dr. King was saying, and I'm going to share with you tonight, somebody, we're getting ready for Christmas. We're getting ready for New Year. Is you really getting ready to know what's going on? The car is on fire. Car, you got to jump out. This world is on fire. What I'm talking about, if you in the car with a drunk man, you got to get out of it. America on his way finna go over the cliff. If somebody don't grab a steering wheel, go, wait a minute. Wait a minute, government. Wait a minute, Trump. Wait a minute, Republican. Hey, wait a minute. You got to turn the car around because you're running the car over a cliff, and we're in it. Black and brown people are in the car, but we ain't driving. And Stokely Carmichael said a long time, black power. Black power, we under white power. And white power is deadly, running over the cliff. So it's important to understand that you got a set in driving this car. You got a set in this government because your ancestors fought for this government. And we ain't got reparation, but they can send $25 billion over to Ukraine, but they can't send $10 to Mississippi and Arkansas. They can't even take care of the water down in Jackson, Mississippi, the water that's going on in Kankakee and going on in Robin, Illinois, and what's happening over in Michigan. So it's a need for us to begin to drive the car, because the driver we got is on dope, drugs, and finna run over the cliff. Yeah, he finna go over the cliff. Grab the wheel. Black man, brown, grab the wheel and say, wait a minute, let's turn. Let's open up a dialogue. Let's open up some way to serve this community, because you've been driving all these years. You ain't fed nobody. You ain't clothed nobody. We still in poverty. We still, Sister Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, I want to applaud her. She said, it's an emergency going on because the people are homeless in L.A. And she's the new mayor. She sees a car going over the cliff and she's grabbing it. So we got to find somewhere to feed these people. These are veterans. These are people not seeing doctors. These are people that black and brown people that sleeping in tents. We want to turn that around because our government ain't turning it around, driving. Economic development. The major corporation is not doing nothing to change the landscape. That's what Dr. King's talking about. He's talking about The racist is so racist right now. If we go to church at this 11 o'clock hour, white folks go to white church, black folks go to black church. So it's racist. We still dealing with racial supremacy. We're dealing with racism, white supremacy right now as I speak. That's what we're dealing with.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000.
Now, that was back then, we spend over $200 billion now for war and crime and guns. But I want to say Jesus, the reason for the season. I got Mary from Detroit, and I want to say to you tonight, you got testimony. Some people hung up, Mary, because they want to hear the truth. They want, you know, I had about 10 people hang up just now. You know why they hung up? Because they don't want to hear the truth. They want to live in la-la land, okay? They want to live with every, all right, okay? Everything that's happening in the black community is because of racism and white supremacy. He said, why there ain't no stores in the black community? You can go to black communities, there's all kind of funeral homes. It ain't no grocery store. It ain't no, it's a devil. You know, you got to go out to the suburbs, to the mall to go buy something. Walmart's not in your neighborhood. They out in the ceiling. You got to go out. If you, I don't care where you live, you got to go out where all the stores are together. And lots of people in the city go to the mall, you know, and that's what's been happening. So we're dealing in 2022 racism, white supremacy, and you asking me what it's going to be in 2023. I want to send a word to you this morning, Sunday morning with the bishop, and I'm not holding back. I want to tell the truth. Somebody is holding back, and somebody worried about this rich white boy that got plenty of money cutting you off the air. When you're selling them cars and cars catching on fire and all of that, they ain't talking about that. It's just like, bye, 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 whatever happened, happened. That's what happened. You know, and that's what some of the stuff that's going on. Okay. Sister Pearl, what is your testimony for Christmas? I got you on the line. Christmas is something where our ancestors back in slavery, they didn't have to pick no cotton. They didn't have to do nothing. They could sell out at the barn and eat whatever they had harvested. So let's deal with that a little bit while I have testimony. Back in slavery time, when white folks were celebrating Christmas, the black folks celebrated rest because they had been working night and day. And then when the slave master, y'all ain't got to go in the field, they sat around the barn, okay, and dance and sing, okay? So now we are able to celebrate Christmas. We're able to, you see, some couldn't read and write. They could look at the moon and the stars. We done come a long way. And I don't care, a black man can't walk in a white man's shoes. And a white man can't walk in a black man's shoes. And a black woman can't walk in a white woman's shoes, how much you might want to be. And a black woman can't walk in a white woman's shoes. You might think you can do it because you got a little money. But a white man look at you. You think, well, I'm like, no, I ain't. It can't be because so much can went on. Now, you can fake it, and cried, but it's by the Bible. It said the wage of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. So you got to let go and let God. The truth of what's happening to us, we affected. I'm affected. I don't care. All those black women up in the White House, all them black men, they still affected by blackness. They're trying to wash their skin and be white. You got to deal with the reality of lack of jobs, the reality of not being able to see a doctor or a dentist, the reality that you fought in the war, you come home, they won't give you a job. You got tents out under the sidewalk here in Chicago. You got over 10,000 people sleeping outdoors because this the richest system in where they send $25 billion to Ukraine, another $100,000 up to space, but they ain't doing nothing on this earth to try to liberate and to heal the community. That's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. But in all said and done, you got to stay focused and begin to love in spite of, see, when you know better, you do better. And you got to pray for your God, Ashe, to take care of you this morning. You got to pray that it's going to get better for me. Them that don't want it to get better for, it ain't going to get better for. Them that still hating, them that do it, God's going to deal with them. He said the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. What I'm saying to you, all them that done did hate to our people, God's going to catch up with them, and God's going to take care of it. You ain't got to do nothing. Well, I want to do something. You ain't got to do nothing. All you got to do is just stay focused. Keep your mind clear and praise God for how he done brought you this far. Right now, this is the last month of the year for 2022. We're going in 2023. I'm going to have Pearl, who's been on the service, who's been testifying, who's been telling about what's going on. See, God always got somebody to tell the truth. I know you see the truth on the news. The news gives you what they want you to hear. But when you dig under the news, you find out they lied about a whole lot. They didn't tell the truth about what really went on. They just tell a little bit. See, they ain't telling they're sending $25 billion over to Ukraine. They ain't tell you they made a deal with Russia and they got the girl out, but they left the other people in there. So that means that's some kind of relationship that Russia and American got. Okay, you know what I'm saying? That's some kind of relationship that ain't nobody with all these different groups, that all these different companies that can say, we support gayism, but they can't support stop the killing, save the babies. They can't stop the killing that's going on in Chicago, Detroit. It's 4 or 5 people got killed over the weekend, young people. 2 boys got killed in a Spanish neighborhood coming out of school. And on, people getting killed in their car. Why the government can pass a gay bill, but they can't pass a bill to ban the assault weapons? I'm talking about Democrat, I'm talking about Democrat, Republican, and people in power. You're not in power. They're in power. Just like they passed the bill to send $25 billion to Ukraine, they can't pass the bill to stop the assault weapons and the guns in Chicago, New York, Texas, all over. The governor and the mayor and a lot of them is about doing what they said. So I'm going into to say the Democrats and Republicans is together on this, because if they can send money, $25 billion. What did that $25 billion do in Chicago, Detroit, in Minnesota, in Mississippi, and Arkansas? What it could do for our people? Guns and the starter wall. What about trying to save the children? What about feeding the hungry? What about getting the gas down? Somebody making trillions of dollars on the back of poor people, poor brown people. They can't regulate what's going on the border. Do they really want to regulate it? The dreamers. Are they talking about the dreamers? What about the blacks that didn't get reparations? They always go over when it's out of time. When it's blacks' time to step up, they find another crisis. Now, before Ukraine come, before Russia started bombing, they could have sunk that money they got to Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana. Where are the poor people at? I'm going to build some new houses. They're closing down a hospital over in Hammond, Indiana. Where are the people going to go? They're closing a hospital down in Natchez and down in different places. What they see is that the hospital is full, and they started closing hospitals down. Where is the money going for the pay for nurses and doctors and new hospitals? Something is wrong with that picture. Y'all ain't listen to me. Something is wrong. Where is the money going for the hospitals? Where is the money going that they're doing? Mother Pearl. Pearl, you on. You can give your testimony for this. Thank you, kind spirit.
I would like to say, first of all, I thank God for being alive today. And like all the stuff going on in the world today, it's prayer time all over the world. And I would like to say that I am not planning anything for Christmas. I think I will thank God if I be here one more time. And I would like to say that it's a lot of my people is gone on and still leaving here, but Lord, all I can say, have mercy. And because of, if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I'd be at today. And I thank God for it. Amen.
Well, I'm glad that you got a good career. Anything you want to say about going into 2023 that God has said to you and showed you some things? I'm just telling people what's going on and what Dr. King was talking about. And what Dr. King was talking about, we see what's happening now. Some of the stuff he said is hitting us in our community and making our community poor. You know, the rich get richer and the poor getting poor, and we got homeless, and this is the richest country in the world. By you being here a long time, maybe you have something to give to the people.
There's so much going on now, I just don't know what to say. All I can say is, Lord, have mercy upon us.
Well, I want you to have a blessed Christmas, and I'm going to keep
you
in prayer. And I want to thank you for supporting the Receive Abraham ministry, coming, giving your thought, because a lot of people said by your testimony to help them out. Because a couple of young ladies, they had called, they're in college, and a couple of them were pregnant, and they wanted to get rid of their children, but after they heard you talk, they got much stronger. And they said that they're going to go on through it, and I thought that was good. To have somebody on that can give a what we see testimony to help us. When we testify, you know, I thank God for Dr. King, because the stuff Dr. King talked about, I see it happening. Maybe you can't see it. I see some of the stuff Dr. King talked about. I wonder, I was going down south, Pearl. I said, when I can white folks got all this land? There's land up in Mississippi, down in Texas, up in North Dakota, South. That land was given to those people that came over here from Europe by the government. They didn't give it to us. They didn't give it to our ancestors. If they gave it to us, we'll have it. They gave it to the white folks, and the white folks gave it to their children, so the ancestors go. So that's where they got all the land. That's why we're behind. Don't think, well, I'm lazy, I don't want to work. That ain't true. It wasn't given because we was black. We was called slaves. We was worse than dogs and cats. They treated us like we were horses. but now the truth is coming out. And the preacher get up and preach and holler, and he won't tell the truth. And the truth got to be told all over the world that we've been the whooping horse for the world. The black man and black woman have been the whooping horse. And Dr. King said it, that white folks think they're privileged. God made all of us equal and all of us the same. And ain't nobody better than nobody else. And once you get that in your head, black man, black woman, we'll move forward. And we got blacks that fought in the war, Buffalo soldiers that fought. We got blacks that fought in Vietnam and Korea, never been said nothing about. We got blacks been in concentration to kill, murder, thousands. You don't know nothing about it. Because they ain't telling you that. Education, they miseducate you. They miseducate you in school. They tell you all about white history. What about black history? Well, what happened to the black man that come over here and build Mississippi, Arkansas, and build? You know, it's time for you to wake up and say, wait a minute. This country didn't get here by itself. Our ancestors worked in the cotton fields of Mississippi, the corn fields of Illinois, the tobacco fields of Virginia, the sugarcane fields of Louisiana and Arkansas. So we got, like Pearl said, we got history. We got history. And we got to understand it's not a history that we're all criminals. We don't want you to give us nothing. Just pay me what you owe me. Just give me what you owe me, and I can get on myself. Our ancestors set it up for us, but they didn't give it to us. So our children run around lost, have never seen a black have our own business, never seen a black with a 500 company, okay? We buy cars and General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. How much money they put back to start the black business? We got a long ways to go. So 2023 going to be exciting for me and you. That God gonna open some doors up, and them doors gonna show something. I want to thank Sister Pearl for that message. I'm going to right now, Sister Pearl, about that message. It was so good that people, some of you know, you don't want to say nothing. You're so caught up in materialistic things, and the truth. When you speak the truth, you know the truth heals you. You wonder why you got cancer, TB, because you're holding all that stuff in you. You got to let it out. You know, I was down south, and the man had to holler. You have to holler. Ow! Sometimes you have to holler to let it out because you got it all balled up in you. And all that hate and envy and jealousy. You just don't even know what you got balled up in you. Kill your husband, your wife, kill your children because it's all balled up in you because the man put it in you. That Willie Lynch's letter said that the light-skinned blacks are better than the black-skinned blacks. All that crazy stuff that we bought into, but we're coming out of that now. We're coming out of that crazy stuff. But God is doing his thing. Stones of us. Now, in Louisiana, I'm going to say this, they had 7 tornadoes at one time that set down. They had 3 set down in Florida, 3 at one time. What that tell you? That God trying to let you know I'm cleaning the land up because the land that has been messed up, lots of stuff being hid. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. I want to tell you, this is Sunday morning with the bishop. I don't want you to get happy. I want you to listen to knowledge. I want you to understand the truth. Okay. Once you know the truth will set you free. You'll be free physically, mentally, and spiritually. Once you know the truth, doors will open up for you. If you don't know the truth, you stay in darkness. I want to bring you to the light, the mob of the light, where you can make a joyful noise. Mary Hawkins, all the way from Detroit. God bless you this morning. I heard your little baby. I want to ask your little baby what she wants for Christmas. Then you can read the scripture and give your testimony. We in Detroit with Mary Hawkins. Go ahead on. the line, open your line up, Mary. He says, I got it open up. In Detroit, yeah. I got it open up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, when sometimes the line stop and it go back. So let's speak to him.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty.
Okay, Mary, you on?
Could you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
You want me to read real quick?
Yeah, you can read that. And read your testimony.
Okay. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. I just read the
Numbers. I want you to read that again. I want to elaborate a little bit on that as you read it again, because there's great anointing in that scripture, and it wakes us up to where we at. Dr. King wakes us up. But this scripture let us know what we ought to be doing. Start and read it over again. I'm going to stop you at a certain point. Okay, go ahead on.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands.
Right, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, not to man, to God, to the universe. Be joyful. You in the land of living. That Pearl just said that she thank God that she in the land of living. So many didn't make it. So many so messed up they can't make it because they all caused up. I want to say this. I was telling them share it up in Minnesota. The loss of demon spirit, the loss of evil going on. The evil took place, and you got some people they are born evil and they did so much evil. Evil is they embarked evil. Read on.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before
serve
his presence
God
with singing.
Gladness. I'm glad to serve God. I'm glad to know that God kept me in the land of living. Come on, somebody. Read on.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves.
Okay,
we are
stop
his
right
people.
There. Now, let me tell you something. God made us to be blessed. God made us to love each other. We didn't make ourselves. All that stuff that people get now isn't copy off of somebody else. That hate, that jealousy, they got that from the devil. God made us to worship him, to love him, to try to help somebody. You know, it's a shame that what's going on in America today, that people don't have nowhere to stay. And this is the richest country in the world. We spend billions and trillions of dollars everywhere else but at home. And that's the kind of stuff we own.
We are his peoples and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and enter his court with praise.
Hold on right there. We, you know, God, you know, when Mary reads the Lord is my shepherd, we are the sheep and he's the shepherd. And when you know he's the shepherd, he's going to take care of you. See, a shepherd take care of sheep. So sometimes you done strayed away. You need to come back and repent this morning. You need to come back and say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Save me. Fill me. Well, I can be able to help somebody. If you ain't helping nobody, you ain't doing nothing. If you ain't feeding nobody, you ain't doing nothing. If you still setting up because you got a big house and got money in the bank, got a new car, all that can be gone. Bam. Like tomorrow. Where my bill at? It'll be gone. Like I rang that bill, it'll be gone. only what you do for our ancestors trying to get to you to let you know. And I want to honor Mother Bass, Sister Karen Bass up in New York. She called a state emergency for homeless. It's emergency. Ain't nobody else called emergency. That $25 billion could be dropped off in New York for the homeless. That $25 billion could be dropped off in Chicago, New York, Ohio to feed hungry children, hungry people here in America. Picking our head up over the, and looking at somebody else, looking in their yard. What about our yard? Looking at something, trying to clean up what's going on over in Premier. You can't clean that up. That's two white folks fighting about land. We got to deal with that land. And I don't know why the Democrats and Republicans got involved with the fight over there in Premier with Russia. I don't know why they, when we suffering right here, you got people on the border down in Texas trying to get in, and some of them sick. Some of them got cancer, got high blood, got COVID. You ain't taking care of the COVID people here. You ain't taking care of, and you're going to close hospitals down. This is serious. This is emergency all over America. Now, this you know, lawyer, this governor, this mayor of L.A. called it out. Emergency for L.A. But it's emergency for Chicago. It's emergency for Detroit. It's emergency for California. It's emergency for Cleveland, for Alabama. It's emergency. You got people ain't having nowhere to stay. You got people ain't got no food. It's emergency. And you spending trillions of dollars to go to the moon. You spending trillions of dollars to prop up or unjust wall. You hear what I'm saying? Read on, Mary.
For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen.
Thank you for that. Now, I just have to say that because people have strayed away from the ancestors. You don't know why you're here. You don't know what's going on. You're going on. What's going on is because you've strayed away. You know, we're doing evil. We got people doing evil in high places. The Republican Democrats sending $25 billion to Ukraine for them to fight to bomb. Now that's what the Americans did. Now the Jews said Hitler killed 6 million Jews. Okay, I agree with that. How come the Jews ain't got together, Brother White, and went over there and told Russia, now you got to stop this because we done seen it happen with us. Y'all believe what I'm saying? This wall that's over in Ukraine, that's white folks fighting white folks. They're always, the press always saying black on black crime. What about white on white crime? The churches ain't gonna say nothing. The newspaper ain't gonna say nothing. CNN, ABC, ain't none of them gonna say nothing. They're part of that problem. Okay, y'all don't like, you don't like what I'm saying, you know. And then here's the man in the car business. Now he wanna get in the business of telling people what they can say, what they ain't say. We need the boycott Tesla. I don't want no Tesla. I get me a mule wagon, I'll be all right. We might have to go back to a mule wagon. Or can we go? We might have to get off the grid. We might have to get out of the grid. We might have to just leave it alone going in 23 because they have programmed you so that you got to cut the light on. You don't know nothing about coal oil lamp. You know nothing about candles. You know nothing about bonfire. Sometimes you got to go back to start all over. Our ancestors, right there in Natchez, Mississippi, they killed thousands of blacks. Thousands over and dropped them down in the Mississippi River in a place called the Punch Bowl. Look it up. And they took black women and black children, put them in a house and let them die. The Southern soldiers did that. The Southern white soldiers did that. Right there in Mississippi. Never been brought out. What's down now, right down there, Brother White, is about, I think, 10 miles from Fayette, Mississippi. It's Natchez, Mississippi, called Punch Bowl. They got peaches grow with people fade. When you open them up, you see people fade in them. You see mouth because of the evil. I mean, who would do that? Take thousands of people and put them down there. Don't let them come out. Kill some of them right there. This has happened. Didn't happen in Russia. This happened right here in America. Okay. Now this didn't happen. See, the Jews, Hitler was in Germany, but right here in America, ain't nobody talking about what the white man did to black folks in America. What he did to black folks down in Tuscaloosa ain't been talked about. What happened in Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, ain't nobody talking about it. They're covering it up until the truth come out. Let me see it. Until the truth come out. And the truth can't come out to black men and black women stand up, okay, and know that all the religions you can talk about come out of Africa. They named it Christianity, but the African named it the Spirit of God. I'm talking, this is Sunday morning with the bishop now, and I'm telling you what's going on in this world. I want to honor Sister Karen Baird, the mayor of Los Angeles, declared it's an emergency in America. If it's an emergency in L.A., it's an emergency in Mississippi, it's an emergency in Chicago, it's an emergency in Minnesota, it's an emergency in Ohio, in Illinois, and Detroit, it's an emergency. Now, when she can say it's an emergency, it's time for the Democrat and Republican to stop. Wait a minute. Well, how can we solve this emergency? We want to go to the wall. Hell with the wall. What's going on right here? You want to do something? Hell with Ukraine. What's happening right here in America where people starving? People, and you want to go send $25 billion over there, and you got people right here in Mississippi and Arkansas and Louisiana and Georgia that ain't getting nothing. We got to wake up. The black man being put aside, but in 2023, you're going to wake up. Now, these major corporations that pushing this homosexual stuff, they're going to be boycotted. Yeah, they're going to be boycotted. All this stuff that's going on, and they ain't feeding people, they ain't clothing people. It's time for the black giant, the brown and the black people to stand up to this racism and white people. Dr. King said it, and it's true. If Dr. King was living today, they'd ban him off of all the paper and stuff. That's what happened. I got Brother White on here. I don't want to take all the time, but I want him to have something to say because he know I'm telling the truth. Okay, Brother White, you on. We got a few minutes, but go ahead on.
Yeah, well, there's stuff going on down here in Mississippi right now, brother, where the whites are trying to take black folk land. And you can't get anybody to... The state of Mississippi don't have anybody protecting us down here, but I'm going to, next week, I'm going to start get some stuff together down here of the federal government and find out why don't we have some kind of law enforcement people protecting black folks down here where white supremacists are trying to take their land. And ain't
well,
nothing being done about it.
Call Benny Thompson when you can.
Because this is his district where I am. I'm living in his district.
Okay, Benny
Thompson.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, not only in Mississippi and Louisiana, the lady told me they was taking some of her land. And down in Arkansas, she said about 80 acres was taken, and she fighting for it. We have to come together. Move on.
Right.
Go ahead on.
Well, we're going to have to come together and let each other know what's going on so that we can and what things how we're overcoming some of these things so that others will know. It's going to take over. It's helping me right down here, the winning invention. I'll be so happy whenever black person in this country understands about the winning invention and who's behind the winning invention. They gonna realize power is in us. We just been docile and not saying anything and just letting folks just run over us. But man, we got all kind of power. through God. But we just don't know how to get that power manifested. But I'm going to do what I can to let people know that God wants us to allow Jesus to be manifested in our body. That's what he wants. And once we get Jesus manifested in our mortal body, in our mortal flesh, in other words, the flesh is dying, but Jesus is the life of the flesh. So we gotta realize that and start emphasizing that through the Word of God, which is Jesus and God. Then we're gonna start reaping progress, making progress, and seeing that God is for us. But we just have not been for ourselves. We gotta start speaking up for ourselves, and if we start implementing the Word of God, where he says, "Hear ye children, the instructions of a father, tend to no understanding." We got to understand that God is understanding, and man is not attending to understanding. He's attending to his own understanding. And the scripture clearly says in Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path."
That's right.
And that's what the Word Invention is about. The Word Invention is stated. It says Proverbs 2:1. And people are turned off, a lot of people, when they start hearing about Proverbs 2:1. But you got to listen to this. Proverbs 2:1 says, "My son, if thou will receive my word and hide thy commandments with me." That's God requesting that you do something. He gives us three scriptures in the New Testament to accomplish what he's asking us to do in Proverbs 2:1. John 14:26, "The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father did send in Jesus' name, he is teaching us all things and bringing all things to our remembrance." John 13:34, "A new commandment Jesus left with us, that we love one another as he loves us." Romans 13:10 confirms what 13:34 says. "Love working no ill toward his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." And the conclusion of that is Proverbs 2:2, "So that thou will incline thy ear to wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding." And America, black America especially, please hear what I'm about to say now. Luke 6:38 prevents the white policeman and the black policeman and the gangbanger from killing you. Speak Luke 6:38 and God will reveal to you that ain't nobody going to be able to shoot you down. He said, "Give and it shall be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give to my bosom. For whatever measure I meet with all, it's going to be measured back to me again." That scripture say, "Shall men give to my bosom." If a man try to shoot you down, and you speaking Luke 6:38, he's going to kill himself before he kill you. If you don't believe me, speak Luke 6:38, and God will reveal to you himself that he ain't no man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of a man that he should repent. Ain't nobody can refute God. Ain't nobody can outwit God. If God say, ain't nothing going to happen to you if you speak his word, if you purpose to him, through Luke 6:38, for all this foolishness that's going on against black folks, and it ain't just for black, it's for whites too. But if you speak Luke 6:38, ain't no white believer going to be able to harm you now. You better listen to me. You better listen to God. You better speak Luke 6:38 so that God can reveal to you what I'm telling you.
That's right, Brother White. Brother White telling the truth. Exodus 14:14, that was Brother White down in Fayette, Mississippi. We're planning on a big march in Fayette, Mississippi on Dr. King's birthday. We're going to go down there and Fayette. We're going to talk about mega efforts that's come out of Fayette. And I want to tell you, if you need to call, you can call 708-582-0372 if you want to plant a seed. Go to thecalamlight.com. And by the way, I'll go to Cash Out and hit money sign Bishop TT 3T's and bam. If you got a need to plant a seed, I want to thank everybody to come. I'm going to end with Dr. King, and they let us go a little bit over today because they had missed us Bible the week.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will. At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian emancipation
proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian civil rights bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
Well,